I wanted to share with you briefly something that's been laid on my heart and something that I was working through and talking through with God about our church as a whole during my retreat this last couple weeks. And something that I've been convicted about is that as a church, I don't think we value lost souls very much. And in saying that, it's not as a put-down to any of us. But when we look around our church, we don't see a lot of people coming to Christ as a result of what we are doing as a corporate body of believers. And I think that's not a good thing for us as a church. As a church, we need to be in the community and we need to be reaching other people with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because isn't that the most important message that we can share with someone? And as a church, we're not doing that. And so I want us to be thinking about ways that we can connect with that community and bring people to Christ, because that's what we're here for. The analogy that I like is that the church is not supposed to be a cruise ship. It's not supposed to be something that you come and you get what you want, and you take what you want, leave what you want, have an all-you-can-eat buffet, though some of our fellowship dinners are kind of like that. But it's more to be like a battleship, because it is a battle that we're in, and it's a battle for souls. And so as we come to things like the big day next Sunday, that's an opportunity that we have to reach out to people that maybe don't come to church on a regular basis and who don't know the gospel of the message of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came to die on the cross for our sins. And then he offers us this new life that we should be excited about, and this new life that we need to be sharing with people. And so I'm hoping that as we start thinking about the people that aren't in the church, as opposed to those of us that are in the pews or in the chairs, we can be reignited by the passion of the Spirit, and that we can and really reach out and reach to those people that need the love of Jesus. And so rather than me coming up with this great plan of these are the new ministries that we're going to start, or these are the things that we're going to do, the onus is really upon all of us as a congregation to see what are our passions, what are our giftings, what ways can we reach out to the community, because that's where it needs to start. What are the vision that God has for this church is already here. We just need to discover what it is. And so I want to invite you to come with me on this discovery of our vision. And I want you to be thinking about and praying about how can God use you to reach the community for Christ. Because that's what we're called to do as a church. We're called to reach out. We're not called to be comfortable. We're not called to have really great music. We're not called to hear really great teaching. We're not called to feel good about ourselves or have chocolate dinners. And those things are all good. But we're called to reach out to people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we all know people in our lives who do not yet know Jesus. And those are the people that we need to be inviting and bringing to church and bringing to the big day on Sunday. On Sunday, we will be presenting the gospel very clearly so that everyone who's here knows why we're here and knows why I love Sundays. Okay, and so I want to encourage you to take those cards in your bulletin. There were two cards in every bulletin today. And I want you to bring those and give those to someone this week and say, hey, this church thing, it's not so bad. Come see why I love Sundays. And so I want to call you out and challenge you to do that this week. Invite someone to church. We've put some ads in the paper. We've put some ads on Facebook. We're trying to get the word out that this is a place that people who are lost can come, and they can come and not just feel good about themselves, but feel good because God is here and God is in this place. And so I want you to accept that challenge today, and I want you to be thinking and praying about how God might use you to reach lost people in Hayes. Because if you have a pulse, which I think most of you probably have a pulse if you're listening to me right now, okay, you have a purpose. And that purpose is to reach lost people with the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? God, I just thank you that you have called each one of us with the message of the gospel. I pray, God, that we would take our calling seriously to share the good news of the gospel with others. I pray that you would just open up opportunities for us to serve and to minister to those in our area that need to hear about the love of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the Donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.